Hey, H.O.
What up?
We must be back with a new season, man. 1100 a.m.
That right?
We got Tiff, Hand in the building, H.O. and Coach. You now about to witness the strength of sports talk radio.
Lego.
I can read your mind, you know it's that time.
Hold up.
Boy, I'm so fly, I feel like Brent Grimes. About to kill the whole season, man. SRT got picks for days. Ain't no telling when I'm all in. Never stall in. Pass the ball in the LBJ. That's the king, fam. Woo. Been balling since Space Jam. New logo like the LA Rams. SRT next up. Big dog picks Devin Hester. And that's the word on the street. Tiff got me right like we run in the screen. Real talk, Kane, I know what I mean. We causing the scene. SRT got what you want every week.
I ain't gonna say it.
What up? It's the Sports Roundtable, live from the Sports Jock Studios here in Atlanta, Georgia, overlooking Atlantic Station. It's Sports Roundtable and the SRT crew, and I am your humble host, Mr. H.O. You're tuning in to the hottest sports talk show on radio, and if it's your first time listening, shame on you. But we do appreciate it. Trust me when I tell you. We are an information-based sports show that do it in an entertaining way. And our favorite hashtag is...
We know sports.
And I got the crew in the building with me, of course, with G-Money. Behind the glass doing this thing. It's going to be a salty low night tonight. R.I.P. Low. And if you want to follow the show, trust me, we are on social media.
At?
On Facebook at?
SRT Radio.
Twitter at?
SRT Radio.
And Instagram at?
SRT Radio.
With some sunflower seeds. That's how we're doing it, man. And listen, if you want to join the show, you want to talk to us, you want to holler at us, because we do have a Facebook Live question that's coming out, and I'll let you know that. But let me give you the phone number, 404-603-8770. That is the number to call us. And you know, y'all can get it off y'all chest all night. We're going to get it off our chest later on in the show. So.
Ooh, I can't wait for that.
So we're going to get it off our chest later on in the show. But I want to thank all the Facebook Live folks that's tuning in, and the Facebook Live question of tonight is, what would you do to protest the national anthem? What act would you do to protest the national anthem? I don't know if that's going to start some trouble, but it is what it is. I mean, we got to start somewhere, you know, so. But my crew is in the building, and to my left is, as you already heard, she's a celebrity. She's getting stopped at the gas station, and folks, hollering you the Jew.
The Jewel of Sports is in the building.
Bling.
What's up, crew?
What up, Jewel?
I'm trying to get my voice back. I've been hollering all weekend at Music Midtown. What up, Atlanta? I mean, y'all crazy, Atlanta. 70,000 people came through Saturday. 80,000 people came through Sunday, so... Yeah, I've been screaming at them all weekend because, you know, I was one of the bartenders out there. One of the tents, so, you know, hollering at drunk people all weekend is some work. And I was like, look, I got a show on Wednesday. I need my voice for that. Y'all need to chill.
Absolutely.
So I'm in the building now. What's up, y'all?
Yeah. Next, of course, I don't know how happy he is today.
Oh.
Only one saving grace.
He ain't whistling.
Fruit cups, but... Other than that, Dallas did win. My main man from Memphis, Tennessee, sports superhero, Hancock. What up, Han?
Yeah, man, after all that introduction, man, I really ain't feeling good at all right now.
So that wasn't
no feel good introduction. Right, come on, man. You got to give me better than that.
Okay. All right. Let's do it like this.
Hey, body blow. Body. Hey, shots, you know.
All right, Florida State can come back. Florida State will bounce
we
back.
We don't
this week.
Even have to talk about
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah. Let's go around. Okay,
just give me my no. We're going to talk about
just
that.
Give me my, when we talk about that, when we talk about that. Okay. Right now.
So this is your moment.
You need to give me my Atlanta love, baby.
Atlanta.
Yeah.
My main man from Memphis, Tennessee.
That is.
He didn't even know his cousin was famous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Drum but this boy. Is my main boy. Man. This is my main man, Hancock.
What up, crew?
What up?
What up, Atlanta?
There you go.
Now we back. Let's do this thing right.
Yeah.
That's we don't worry about that. Hey, that's one loss. You know, yeah. Ain't no pitches on the card. You don't know. Right. You know, it is a score.
Hey, yeah.
I was going to say, it's points.
It is what it is. But, hey, only saving grace is if we can beat Clemson, you know, we at least save the season.
There you go.
And I got a little nugget. I think Louisville is going to lose another one besides the Clemson game.
Okay. Oh, really?
Ooh.
Check that out.
Check that out. Well, so if you ain't happy, G ain't happy either.
Oh, G ain't said a word all night.
That's all right. G, gas was $400 a gallon, baby. It's going to be all right. We riding that car, G. We're going to be all right.
So y'all got plenty of distractions in
there
the
it
world.
Is.
Exactly. All right, man. And the college football champion of the world, you already know, D. Will, the coach. What up, D?
What's happening, man? What up, crew?
What up? What's happening, man?
Ain't nothing, man. What it is, baby?
I want to talk to Hancock. I can't wait.
He's standing up tonight. Listen
hey,
to
I'm you. Standing up.
Why you want to talk to me? All
right, man. I'm saying, your boys, and G, you can come on in here. You can go and take your headphones off, come behind the glass, get in here on camera, let them see your face, because, boy, Florida State.
Woo! Oh, man, that's cold. And listen, give you the rundown on the show. Hot 88, Go Be Hot, of course, sponsored by Smart City Security. Again, we got the Facebook question of the day. What would you do to protest the national anthem? You can go ahead and make your comments. You can call in. You can do however you need to do it. Of course, we got sports updates going up and down the hour for 2 hours straight. Roundtable discussion. We're going to talk college football. And I may have to... might have to turn our mics down. May get a little loud. And that segment is sponsored by Jay's Used Cars. We'll take a break, come back. FanDuel Report, water cooler, roundtable discussion once again with the NFL. Carson Wentz. Does he remind you? Is he what Gruden is making him out to be? That's going to be probably one of the a question to ask. Sports update again, and then we go get some off our chest. But you can get some off your chest right now. Give us a call, 404-603-8770. Now it's time to jump into that hot 888. Let's get it.
It's now time for the hot 888, the hottest 8 stories of the week.
Hot 888, sponsored to you by Smart Shield Security. If you need home security, call our friends at Smart Shield Security. Monitoring rate starts at $14.95. I do have Smart Shield Security. They are great. Give them a call, 404-590-3996, or you can visit the website, smartshieldsecurity.com. Question number one, of course, ladies first, and we give you a little WNBA as we talk about this. So, Tiff, the Jewel.
Yes, sir.
Lynx. Well, the playoffs start tonight, WNBA.
Yes, they do.
Single game elimination. If they were listening to the show last week, you broke down the format.
Uh-huh.
That's why we did it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be honest. Lynx, Sparks, final prediction. Is that what we – are they just wasting their time playing those other games?
Yes.
Mm.
They are. They really are. Because, I mean, the Lynx have the number one record at 28-6, and the Sparks are number two, 26-8. The Lynx have the number one defense, Defensive Player of the Year in Sylvia Fowles. The Sparks have the AP WNBA Player of the Year in Anika Amumuke. And so, I mean, they match up pretty well with each other. So I definitely think that they will be in the finals with each other. I don't see anybody else beating another team, like beating them in a series to get there.
Now, will it be a great series?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, because no, it's not going to be a sweep or anything like that.
So tune in.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be a battle.
5 games.
Yeah.
Tune in.
Them games going down to the wire. That's going to be a series. If you want to see some good, great basketball, watch the Lynx Spark series when it gets down to it.
Because Candace Parker got something to prove.
She has a chip her shoulder right now, and she is so angry that she wants the world to see what a great basketball player she is, and she is going to put on a show. I guarantee
she's worth the price of admission.
Very much
so. It's going to be probably worth watching that series for sure.
Yeah. For sure.
All right, question number two.
All right, Big H O, what's trending in the MLB right now?
D. Will didn't have to do that, Lord.
You know he don't like this question. He probably surprised if his seat was by the door, he would walk out the room.
Yeah, this would be my bathroom, bro.
Listen, man, Boston Red Sox, who were pretty much horrible last year. Mookie Betts, he has a great baseball name. Mookie Betts, center fielder, came up as a second baseman, is absolutely on fire. 31 home runs. Matter of fact, he has moved into the MVP. He's the leading MVP candidate right now in the AL as Boston continues to try to win the East in that division, fighting off Toronto and Baltimore. But 31 home runs, 108 RBIs, and the first player this year to get 200 hits.
Nice.
And he playing on the team with Big Poppy.
Poppy.
And Big Poppy just
smashed,
tied a record for 36 home runs, the most home runs hit by a guy who's playing in his last season. Yeah. Well, obviously he's going to break that.
Is Tim Tebow trending?
Well, his jersey is.
Yeah.
His jersey is. But he's not. Also, Freddie Freeman of the Braves, 41 straight games reaching base.
Nice.
Also trending, Ender Inciarte, the leadoff hitter for the Braves, is leading the league in hits after the All-Star break with 91 hits. So, give y'all a little baseball, nigga.
Appreciate it.
D-Will, you can come on back now. Right. Question number three, Hancock. All right. You straight?
Okay.
All right, man. Look, FSU got took behind the woodshed. I gave you, this your question, so you can say how you want to say it. You ain't got to hear it from us. But your takeaway from that game.
Well, I wanted to start out saying I hated 12 o'clock game, but it was 12 o'clock on both sides.
Okay.
True.
So I can't say that. Honestly, the thing about Florida State is we're not at that elite level we once were back in the past in the glory days. And you look at it. I don't think Jimbo did his team any favors by doing the holding the ball. He didn't get the ball out of the freshman's hands quick. He didn't, as we saw against Ole Miss, he got Dalvin out in the flat, got him passes, got the ball out of his hand, moved the ball downfield. And I think they got shell-shocked. I think not having Derwin James was a big factor.
It was big.
But one man should not have your team to be just humiliated the way they were. And for you to be, going to the game as a favorite and get beat by 43 points, it's a bad situation. Honestly, even if they come back and win the ACC, beat Clemson. And as I said, don't be surprised if Louisville stumbles after even that one. If they do lose to Clemson, I still think they'll stumble. And the reason I say it is they're one-man show. They're one twisted ankle away, one bad performance away from losing. They're doing everything with one guy.
Don't jinx them like that.
I'm just being honest. I'm being real about it.
Don't jinx them.
So you're analyzing the situation.
I'm being an analyst right now. But the thing about it was they took Florida State behind the woodshed and showed Florida State that you're not an elite program that you thought
they
you
really
were.
Did.
I mean, I think we have talent, but as you can see, there was no dogs there. There was no – the offensive line is a joke.
And they can't lose by 43.
But they were a joke against Ole Miss. They were a joke against Ole Miss. Remember now. Remember how they were killing the kid right. in the first half?
Yeah. So James gave a speech to the offensive line.
The offensive line, to me, is suspect.
It is.
And I think, like I said, losing Derwin James on defense, I think the whole defense is played down. But, hey, you lost by 43. All you can do now is lick your wounds, try to come back, and win the rest of them. And like I said, if they win the rest of them, Louisville stumbles, we're back in the picture.
All right. I think actually the game was a shot at us. Louisville threw a shot at us for saying, y'all mentioned Clemson and Florida State only going to the Final Four. Yeah. Y'all didn't even mention us at all. We apologize. Yeah. Okay, fine.
But it ain't how you start. Remember, we've seen a lot of teams start. Hey,
very true.
Listen, like, it ain't how you start. Last 2 years in a row, we have lost this very game and made it to the Final Four both years.
Yes, so, you have.
And your team is built differently. Like I said, you look at Louisville's team, it all goes as Lamar Jackson goes.
Yeah.
And as wild as he is with the ball, one wrong turn.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Boom. All right, question number four, D. Will.
Yes, sir.
The SEC, we can pretty much say every week, have games you want to watch. This week, we got Georgia, Ole Miss, Tennessee, Florida, Arkansas, Texas, A&M. Who has the most pressure to win out of those games?
They all have pressure to win. Okay. Because every one of these teams has either lost, and in the case of Tennessee and Florida, have not looked good. All right. So, and those are the cream. Those two teams are the cream of the crop. You thinking
only
of the winner?
East.
Yeah, and the winner of that of that game, you're thinking is going to project to the SEC championship. But to be honest with you, neither one of those games had the pressure of one game, and it's also SEC, LSU, Auburn. And the reason I say that is because I think whoever loses that game, that coach is on his way to a buyout.
Black Monday already?
Black Monday in September.
Ooh.
Wow. Listen to me. If Les Miles loses this game, albeit at Auburn at night, they should still win that game. If Les Miles loses that game, they're going to Lane Kiffin him. You don't even get on the plane.
Auburn has no offense. They shouldn't. They have no offense.
Absolutely. Neither one of these teams has a quarterback.
Yeah.
So it's about to be ugly. It's going to be an ugly game. But I'm going to tell you, if Les Miles loses this game, he might not get back on the plane.
Seriously. No, you have a great point. No, for real. Yeah,
yes.
That's bad.
And they already negotiating your boy's buyout, and Auburn fans have started a GoFundMe to
they
buy
sure
out Gus.
Yep,
Gus.
They sure
gone.
Have.
He's
Coach.
Gone. Coach, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Now, do you think that even if Les Miles, if LSU happens to win the game, do you think like it only buys him? I'm not sure exactly when they play Alabama, but I think he's lost to Alabama at least 5 years in a row.
Yes, five.
Right? So, do you think he only survives until the Alabama game if they happen to beat Auburn?
Yeah, it, like I say, he's going to make it to that game if he wins Saturday. But if he gets 63-20, he won't get back on the plane. Can't be a blowout
if it's a good game.
But it's in Tuscaloosa.
Yeah, if it's a good game. See, that's the thing.
They're
going
to keep him to that Alabama game.
You think so?
Not if he loses to Auburn.
Yeah, he loses Auburn. He might be out.
Yeah, he might be out.
I agree. If he, it has to be a good showing against Bama.
Got to.
We're going to pray for him. question number five. Tiff, Jay Cutler took himself out the game
again.
The other night again, saying he couldn't hold the ball and he couldn't grip it. Your thoughts?
Jay Cutler needs to take himself out of the entire football league.
Ooh.
And just quit altogether. He is one of the worst quarterback leaders I've ever seen in that has ever graced the National Football League. He doesn't have that killer instinct in his eyes. And he doesn't get anybody that would want to get behind him and follows him. Anybody that has played for the Bears that has left is playing better now that they're not playing with Jay Cutler. Martellus Bennett in New England, playing much better. Forte with the Jets, playing much better. Brandon Marshall with the Jets, playing much better. Like, Jay Cutler doesn't make anybody around him better. And he takes himself out of the game when there's situations where you can play through things. I mean, last night he's saying that he couldn't, or Monday night he's saying he couldn't grip the football anymore. But, man, the look on your face didn't look like you were in any kind of pain. Like, the look on his face, he looked like, well, I'm playing like crap. I don't care anymore. I'm about to leave.
I got $100 million.
Like, right, that part. Like, so he needs to just leave altogether.
All
right. Just bye.
Question number six. Let's make it quick.
All right, Big H.O., what's your takeaway from the Falcons' win on the road versus the Raiders?
Okay, they went no huddle. They still didn't get no pressure on the quarterback. They had a fake sack. And I did like the package of three tight ends, one receiver in the game that forced the Raiders to keep their base package in and allow Matt Ryan to go no huddle. I come away with this. The jury is still out. Maybe the Raiders are not good as we think, or just they are not playing as well as we expected. But the jury is still out on the Falcons. The offense can still do what they do. The running game has impressed me with those two backs. But without pressure on Carr, without pressure, it's still going to be hard to at least win 8 or 9 games this season.
So what is LeBrandon Schofield supposed to bring? Somebody they didn't re-sign and picked up off the street.
I'm going to tell you like Fred Summers say, close your eyes. What did you see?
Nice, that was a good one.
Question number 7. All right, Han, if you can be quick with this. The most impressive rookie so far in the NFL.
I have to go with Carson Wentz, man. And right now, to be 2-0, to come from actually being probably not even playing this year until Bradford was traded. You know, he was supposed to be like a third red shirt year, basically.
Yeah.
And to come in and move him up to the number one spot and him win 2 games, one on the road, one against a JV team in Cleveland, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
But he did go and beat, well, not too good a team in Chicago.
No, they are not all that.
Maybe he's not the most impressive. No, he's the most impressive. I'm still going to go with Carson.
You on the Wentz wagon?
No, I'm not on the wagon because I think it's still a little bit early to put him in the Hall of Fame the way I heard.
I mean, they want to build a statue for him already in Philly.
I mean, come on, man. I mean, they talked about him. Gruden was talking about him like he was Joe Namath.
Seriously.
And they had 9 points.
Right.
Had 9 points.
I'll figure out.
Bro, I don't know.
All right, question number 8, last question of the night. D-Will, the Browns will start Kelsler.
Cody.
And they signed Solid Whitehurst. Are they actually headed for a top 3 pick again?
They headed for the number 1 pick. Like, to be honest with you, them and the Rams. You got to understand, the Rams had the number 1. Cleveland had the number 3 last year. I think they're going to flip-flop. I think the Cleveland will have number 1, the Rams are going to have number 2 or 3 because they're going to be 2 of the 3 worst teams in the NFL.
I agree with you. And that is it for the Hot 8 and 8. Hope you enjoyed it. Again, it is sponsored by Smart Shield Security. If you need security for your home, please contact our friends at SmartShieldSecurity.com and you can call them at 404-590-3996. All right, we're going to get right into this sports update, man. We're running just a tad bit behind, but we got you. Sports update by the Jewel of Sports.
And now it's time for a sports update.
Welcome to your sports update with the Jewel of Sports, Tiffany Boyd. I got some NFL updates for you. The Green Bay Packers are not happy with Eddie Lacy, and neither am I. He is crushing me on fantasy football right now. He should have kept that weight on. I'm just saying. They stopped him on the one. They were stopping him on the one, though. But anyway, they gave C.J. Spiller a visit this week and are thinking about signing him.
You'll be happy with him either.
True that. We're going to see, though. You just heard us talk about Carson Wentz of the Philadelphia Eagles. He becomes the first rookie quarterback to start and win his team's first 2 games of the season with 0 turnovers since the NFL-AFL merger, which occurred in 1966. He has a total of 468 yards and 3 touchdowns in his first 2 games. Another rookie lighting it up is the Dallas Cowboys' Dak Prescott. He has set the NFL record for the most passes thrown without an interception. He's thrown 75 in a quarterback's first 2 games. He has thrown for 519 yards and completed 62.7% of his passes. He doesn't have any passing touchdowns, but he does have 1 rushing touchdown, and he has rushed for 18 yards. I just think if he gets some passing TDs going, he might take Romo's job.
Building operators and real estate.
Also, the Seattle Seahawks, during the team's June 6 OTA, players engaged in exercise on-field physical contact, which is prohibited in all off-season workouts under the NFL-NFLPA collective bargaining agreement. They've implemented that to enhance player safety by limiting contact during off-season workout programs. The rules also help a team from gaining a competitive advantage. The NFL is fining the team $400,000. They forfeit their first week of 2017 OTAs, which is three OTA days. Pete Carroll gets fined $200,000, and the team has to forfeit its fifth-round 2017 draft pick. Wow. And you know what? That's a wrap on your sports update with the Jewel of Sports. Catch us every Wednesday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern on WWE AM 1100.
Seattle in trouble.
In trouble. Trying to cheat early.
Marshawn Lynch on tonight, tonight's show.
Wilding
the other day.
He's a clown, y'all.
He finna make so much money out of football.
I know, but they probably need him. To be honest.
Oh, he's
of course.
Not
they don't have.
He keeps teasing him though, talking about something. I want to come back, but yeah, he know he's not.
No run game at all. All right, when we get back, we'll take a quick break. When we get back, we got to talk about this college football stuff. We got our power rankings, studs and duds, and it's actually is starting to shake out. And we're gonna look forward to this week's game. Sports Roundtable, the SRT crew. We'll be right back.
Are you thinking about changing the station? Well, don't, because Sports Roundtable will be right back.
Tune your radio.
Tune in.
Now.
You can tune in to this radio station on any smartphone or tablet.
iPhone.
Android.
BlackBerry.
Nokia.
Samsung.
Windows phones.
Or whatever you have. Download the free TuneIn app from your phone or tablet's app store.
Tune in with music, sports, news, and comedy.
From over 70,000 radio stations around the world, including this Beasley Broadcast Group station. Check it out at TuneIn.com.
Or your app store.
Homeowners, in today's world, no neighborhood is immune from burglaries. Get a state-of-the-art monitored home security system for Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, and get peace of mind today. Call right now, 1-888-213-2244, 1-888-213-2244. Local permit fees may be required. License number CAACO6320, KY City of Louisville 483, and FLEC13003427. Call for additional numbers. Call now, 1-888-213-2244.
In that neighborhood, it was almost impossible to get what we could afford. So I had set up alerts on Zillow to say, if anything in this area ever comes below a certain price point, it just popped up one day and I was like, oh my God, we have to go see it. It's a really wonderful neighborhood. And then to add on to that how wonderful the house is so cool.
Home means something different to everyone. With millions of homes for sale or rent on Zillow, whatever home means to you, Zillow can help you find it.
Experience the difference on WWE 1100 Talk Radio. From news, politics, sports, and entertainment, you will find a variety of different discussions you can be a part of. Come check us out on Facebook on WWE 1100 AM and Twitter at 1100 AM Atlanta. See you there.
You're listening to Sports Roundtable with the SRT crew on WWE 1100 AM.
Sports Roundtable, SRT crew, we back at you. Tiff Hancock, D. Will the Coats, and I'm H.O. from Bankhead. Shout out. R.I.P. Shout it low.
R.I.P. Low.
Go home to glory.
R.I.P.
Yeah, man. We go do a shout it low theme tonight. But boy, I tell you, it's tough living in America right now.
Man.
Just go be honest with you.
Yeah.
This is not
a sensitive place right now.
Yeah, it's not a political and social a social show, but man.
Yeah, but it's real.
It is real. It's tough out there, man. You know. But hope you enjoyed the Hot 8 at 8. It's a lot of things going on in this college football, and we I know y'all like to jump into that top 10 and jump on the Four Letter Network and see what they got ranking, but please, y'all throw that away.
We got you covered.
We got you. Sports Roundtable Power 10 ranking. Hancock, what we got this week?
Well, big homie, the Power 10 for the SRT Power 10 goes a little something like this. We had a tie at number 10, and that was Florida State and Tennessee. We had two people to vote for Florida State, and I was not one of them, just so you know. So
Gee, Florida State not me either.
Florida State came in at 10. The Washington Huskies came in at number 9. The Stanford Cardinal is number 8. Number 7 is the Michigan State Spartans. Number 6, the Houston Cougars. At number 5, we have the Clemson Tigers. At number 4, we had the Michigan Wolverines. At number 3, with the biggest jump in our poll, was the Louisville Cardinals. At number 2, the Ohio State University Buckeyes. And at number 1, D-Wills fighting, thundering red big elephants.
Hater!
Crimson Tide at number 1.
Wow. All right, if you disagree, let us know. 404-603-8770. Or you can just shout us out on Facebook. Let us know what you disagree with, what you agree with. Just holler at us, Sports Roundtable. All right, now it's time to get into the studs and duds. You know, I kind of like this part. Because the youngins, as we had on last week, Henry Ruggs III, hope he caught 2 or 3 touchdown passes this past weekend. Because being on the SRT, baby, we give you all the luck you need. But studs and duds, let's see what's going on with the studs and duds. Tiff, you yes, got for sir. Your studs and duds.
For my stud, I have Michigan's defense and special teams beast, which is Jabril Peppers right now. He made history by becoming the first player to be honored with the Big Ten's Defensive Player of the Week and Special Teams Player of the Week awards. He had 9 tackles, 3.5 for a loss and a sack, and racked up 180 total return yards, including a 54-point return yard for a touchdown. He has a 99 punt return yards this season and 81 off kickoff return yards. So he leads the country in tackles for loss, and he's also the nation's leading punt returner with a total of 170 yards. And Michigan is now thinking of playing him on offense as well. So he's just, yeah, he's only about to get better.
Better do something to get the ball in his hand.
Yeah, seriously. But my dud, I had to go to the NFL for my dud because after the showing Tampa Bay put up against the Falcons, Jameis Winston came back this week and looked like it was his first day at FSU or something, and he didn't know what was going on, and he was trying to learn the playbook. And like he just looked terrible this
week.
Went
to bed.
I mean, he was terrible. He had 1 touchdown and 4 interceptions, 27 for 52, 243 yards. He was sacked 3 times and had a lost fumble. Like, they played the Arizona Cardinals, and the Arizona Cardinals are a playoff team. So when you are thinking you're a playoff caliber team and you playing against a playoff caliber team and you wet the bed like that, you really are showing you can't even sniff the playoffs.
But that's what happened when you get to the quarterback and you move him off the spot.
I mean,
or when the running game becomes non-existent because Hamster got hurt and Jacquez Rogers was the leading rusher with 19 yards.
That's what happened when you play one of the best defenses in the NFL.
They got shown up
by the Patriots a week before without the starting quarterback, without all these players, and they were tasting blood. So it did not. They were going to whoop their butt. It was what it was. Yeah. And I think Tampa Bay might have been reading the press clippers a little bit going in Arizona.
I think they're
a good team and they're on the rise.
But they really thought that they were a playoff caliber team, and they
I think they play up, but I don't think they up on that level.
No, right. They're not Arizona playoff caliber. Exactly.
Arizona's a contender for a Super Bowl.
For sure.
Absolutely. All right, Han, studs and duds, what you got?
Stud, Lamar Jackson. That's all we got to talk about.
Of course.
We'll talk about no stats. He probably still running, and that's probably what happened
still
with James.
Yeah,
probably what happened with James. James had a little hangover from watching Saturday. I think somebody must have had some voodoo dolls on Florida State or something this weekend. But anyway, that was my stud, Lamar Jackson. I think he has like 18 touchdowns or so in 3 weeks, which is it's ridiculous. I mean, it's the last touchdown, him breaking for the 47 yarder and got to the 5 and spun and never slowed down.
Yeah.
That was sick. So, Lamar Jackson stud. Dud, I have to go with Tiffany's quarterback for the Chicago Bears, Jay Cutler.
Go for it, man.
Jay Cutler. You
she
know,
said you got her permission. Go in.
And the thing about it is, I have been, you know, kind of, I won't say a supporter, but I'm like, look, man, dude has all kind of talent. Maybe put in the right situation. But some things, when it's time, it's just time. And he's been given opportunity after opportunity. His body language is horrible. And I'm one that always say, I don't care about your body language. Can you play? No, it's a little bit worse.
Yeah.
It is, man.
It's bad. Mm-hmm. And it's a bad. He was going off the field after interception. And one of his hurt defensive players
bumped
just
it.
Berated him on the sideline. So it's bad. It's got to be
still
bad.
Don't care.
Yeah. So, you know, Jay Cutler's my dude.
Brandon Marshall is the only one that liked him.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, man, we got a caller on hold.
Uh-oh.
And you already know who it is. It's our main man, Rain Man.
What up, Rain Man?
What up, folks? What y'all up to?
What's going on, man?
You know what we up to. You already know what's happening, baby.
Not much, man. I got a couple questions to ask the crew.
What up?
Hey, first question I got to ask the guys is, I think LSU beats down Auburn this weekend.
Woo!
And does that official mean that Gus will be fired in the next week or two?
Well, let me just say this. D. Will basically just said, this is your keep your job game. Whoever loses that job. So I don't know how much.
It's a buyout game. Whoever loses is headed to a buyout.
Slick Money, it ain't going to take a week.
Yeah. It ain't going to take a week.
It's just going to take a trip to after the game, baby. Wow. It's all over.
Okay. Hey, Jim 3, this question is for Hancock.
Okay.
Hey, Hancock, what was more impressive, the Ohio State beat down at Oklahoma or the North Dakota State win at Iowa?
Wow.
That's a good question.
I think when you look at a FCS program coming in, that is right, FCS.
Yeah,
well,
that's correct.
Whatever it is.
They will like to say it.
We call them junior varsity.
Yeah.
But when they go in and beat, will bite you, though.
They beat a team, a Power 5 conference team like that, that's a huge win. I mean, they beat some power, they beat major college teams before, but they went in and beat a Power 5 team at their place.
Yes.
You know, you look at Iowa, I was supposedly maybe contend for the, you know, at least vibe for
them. I had them winning the Big Ten.
That's what,
sure
and I
did,
told you,
yo.
I didn't think they would win.
I didn't either.
But I have
South
to go
Coast
with that.
State?
Yeah, I think I that has to be the bigger win, even though to me, Ohio State solidified themselves. I've been kind of singing their praises all year, and they kind of validated what I thought. But I think you have to go with that win that Iowa was the biggest.
Yeah. Slick, okay, what you think?
I think they both was impressive. I really think North Dakota State don't get the love that they deserve. I kind of wish they need to put them in the Big 12. They need to put North Dakota State and Houston in the Big 12 and really strengthen that conference. But I know it's such a small school. But my last question I want to ask D. Will. D. Will, who gets do Georgia Tech pull the upset this Thursday night at home against Clemson?
Woo. That's a great question, Slick.
They looked impressive.
They looked impressive again, but I'm gonna get to this later. It was Vanderbilt. Okay, so I'm not gonna put a lot of credence in Georgia Tech beating up on Vanderbilt 38-7. So I need you to step on the field with the big boys and show up, because coming from 3-9 last year to this year, you're gonna have to show me something.
Slick Money.
And they barely beat Boston College by 1 point.
Money, Clemson's offense finally showed up this weekend, though.
59 points.
Slick Money is one thing we always say. The 12 o'clock games are tough on the road, and Thursday night games are something you really had to be careful with.
Yeah, you don't want them.
So watch that one tomorrow. I agree. Watch Georgia Tech at home.
It's gonna be a challenge. It's gonna be a challenge.
Yep, so we'll. Hey, Slick, tell our listeners, man, where they can catch you at, baby. Go ahead and shout your show out, baby.
Hey, man, y'all need to check out the Rain Man show where them boys making them cupcakes and donuts. Hey, I want to know when we're going to bring HM3 and I'm not HM3, but D-Will and Tip to the show, man. We need y'all to come on and give your input about college picks and all that, because somebody making some money.
I heard.
Yeah, I heard too. I'm definitely coming this week. I need to get my fruit cups up.
Yeah, get my fruit cups up.
Get your fruit
I'm getting my fruit cups up this week, so you will see me.
There you go.
Okay. you need to follow HM3 and Hand, because those boys got it going on. I'm barely treading water.
it's a long season, baby.
Yeah, it's a long season. Hey, Slick. Hey, man. Appreciate you calling in. We definitely ready for the show tomorrow. I got my picks ready, and I'm ready to get some more of them fruit cups, man. But we appreciate
there you, go,
you
man.
We appreciate you calling in, man. Much love. Slick Money, the Rain Man, doing his thing. Check him out Thursday, 8 to 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on WWE 1100 a.m.
Appreciate y'all, man. Love you, Tip. See you later, Hancock.
See you, Slick. Slick.
Big boy.
All right, Slick.
All right, folks. Appreciate it. Man, that was cool, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a reunion.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was. I you like know. That.
All right, D, let's get them studs and duds, baby. What you got?
Man, stud, I'm going Eddie Jackson. 6 foot, 194 pounds, safety out of Alabama. Listen, Alabama was, we all saw the first half. They got down 21 points, 24-3 in the first half. All right. It's two plays that stood out to me. It was the Reuben Foster hit on Chad Kelly on the sideline that made the entire bench flinch. And from that point on, we went touchdown, and then Eddie Jackson came up with a 85-yard punt return with a minute and 24 seconds left in the half to take the score from 24-10 to 24-17 going into the half, and we got the ball at half. At that point right there, you saw the air come out of the cell for Ole Miss. That's the
second time in 3 weeks that Ole Miss has done. Remember, same
exactly.
thing
they was
Florida
up 21
State.
On Florida State.
And we hit them with three quick touchdowns
yep.
the same way.
And Francois threw the touchdown exactly. right before right halftime. Before half.
Yep. So I think, like we said in the pre-show, I think Ole Miss – is just in the wrong conference.
Yes, it's they're they in the wrong division.
Well, true that.
Like true if that. They were in the other division, they would sweep it.
True that.
Yeah. So,
hey, but before you go to your dud, Tiffin, did you hear him say the whole bench flinch?
Yeah, he said.
I mean, like who the bench who's really watching that?
I didn't. Yeah, I was like, really? They did? Oh, okay.
Yeah. just go to our page on Facebook at SRT Radio, and you will see the video. Of the whole bench, like, ooh.
He said the bench flinch. He just threw that in there, like,
he did.
When Reuben Foster hit somebody and the bench flinch.
I had to think about it. I was like, they did. Okay.
Oh, okay. All right. Good yeah. analysis, though. That is great.
Check it though, my dud. I'm staying in the SEC. And we keep and Slick Money just called in. Rain Man just called in and said he thinks that North Dakota State and Houston should go to the Big 12. I think the Vanderbilt Commodore should be kicked out of the SEC.
I'm with you on that
one. It's a private school, bro.
Listen, that's why they don't need to be. Listen, we got a lot of schools. Notre Dame plays ACC schedule in basketball, they're independent in football. We can keep them for basketball. We need to get rid of Vanderbilt as a SEC football program.
They need to be independent?
No, they need to be in the FCS.
They will.
That's one of the teams, yeah, because they seem like a shock you maybe every once in a blue moon.
Somebody
got to
be homecoming.
Somebody.
Somebody got to be homecoming.
We got to keep Kentucky. But listen, man, we got to restructure.
Got to get that homecoming win.
Yeah, it's homecoming.
Because, man, Vanderbilt is bad. And I got a kid. And shout out to C.J. Duncan, number 19, the wide receiver for Vanderbilt, man. He's from Montgomery. He one of the top wide receivers. And I love you, C.J., but y'all are bad. What's the coach's name?
Derrick Mason.
He won't get back on the bus because they ain't even flying no planes.
This, I guess this isn't Jay Cutler's day because he should be kicked out of the league, and now his school needs to be kicked out of the SEC.
Basically.
Yeah, we're kind of going in on them. Yep. We're kicking people out today.
Man.
Yeah. So if you follow us on Twitter, at SRT Radio,
yeah.
Jay Cutler should be trending.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, boy, y'all are the same. All right. My stud, of course, for the second week in a row, Donnell Pumphrey, 220 yards and three touchdowns for the San Diego State Aztecs. Mm. And he just – a 52-yard run to clinch the game. They got me my fruit cups, by the way. But
you're getting me some.
So you need some of the ones you don't drain.
Man, that part
now,
right there.
Now, this is the question I got to ask. All right. We didn't mention Louisville.
Nope.
Early in the season.
Oh, okay.
We didn't mention Louisville. We went down the list of running backs early, right?
Yeah.
We had a running back conversation.
Very true. Yeah.
And we didn't mention Donnell Pumphrey.
No, we did not.
I still don't know who he is. I'm just kidding.
Could he be the best running back coming out of this class? Mm-mm. He's a senior now.
He's small.
I don't want to give him that just yet.
I
need to see two more games.
Where he playing too now.
Yeah, because, very
it's
true.
It's a difference in playing where he's playing and then playing.
Where is he? In the MAC? The WAC?
Mountain West.
Mountain West.
I mean, it's a wild.
Marshall Faulk,
it's
made it.
Yeah, well,
true.
Yeah, but it's an exciting brand of football. But it's like Rochester and New York, Manhattan.
Yeah.
And you're like, ain't the same.
Yeah, ain't the same. You can stand outside all day.
It's the same.
It ain't the same.
You ain't got to never go to sleep, but it ain't the same.
Jesus.
Wow. All right, my dud, after the accolades that he got against Ole Miss, not sure if you need to continue to put the pressure on freshman quarterbacks, but Francois had a quarterback rating of 16.1 this week.
Whew. Jeez.
Yeah.
Yikes.
That's what I said. He didn't do him any favors.
Oh my gosh, he didn't.
And he only passed for 101 yards.
It's hard when you're on your back, though.
Yeah, it is.
I'm sorry.
It is.
They were coming off the edge unblocked. And there's no, I mean, unblocked. I mean, you got to do something. Go ahead, this your dude. I was disappointed.
I agree, in
Jimbo. And by the way, this is something I got to say.
Okay.
And I got to say it, and I love Dalvin Cook, but I'm going to be honest with you. I think Dalvin is running to protect himself for next year.
Yeah.
Really?
I do not see the explosiveness. I do not see the powering through tackles. I see when contact comes, he braces for it. He doesn't defy the contact and power through it at all. He's running to stay healthy. I mean, honestly, if you watch him and you watch his film from last year, two different guys. Mm. And I'm telling you, I see. This is the problem I have with making these kids play another year when they shouldn't have to. Because, think about it. One bad cut, one wrong move, one bad hit, and, he's out of the top 10 as a running back or top 15.
Yeah.
So that's all I have to say on that.
But now, I will say this. Even though Francois, he's a freshman. Now, to give it some grace, Lamar Jackson had a similar game last year as a freshman. And we see what he's doing now.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not giving up on the young guy. And I think you got to take your lumps week by week, just like everybody else. So he had a bad week. Jimbo didn't do him any favors.
No.
Quarterback draw can slow down the rush. Dalvin Cook can help you by, bouncing through tackles and things of that nature. But as of right now, Mr. Francois, got your first dud, buddy.
Got your first dud. Freshman year.
Yeah, got your first dud.
Open season on
yeah, they deserve it, though. They deserve it. 43 points. You're number two in the nation, projected to go to the Final Four. There's no way possible you lose by 43 points. I don't care if everybody got hurt. Your second string shouldn't lose by 43 points.
Can't argue with you.
So, that's pretty bad.
The shakeup. The shakeout has begun. You on Facebook talking about the top 10 and who should and shouldn't be. The shakeup has started.
Yeah.
Iowa is not showing that they're the team. Oklahoma started out number three.
Didn't like it.
And
nope.
We got a line through them already.
No. Yeah, there's a line through Oklahoma.
So,
no.
And Notre Dame. Should we put a line through them?
Who?
Oklahoma and Notre Dame.
Oh, yeah.
Notre Dame got to go, but it's a bad thing. Notre Dame's one of the best teams in the country.
Man, but they're not going nowhere.
Hey, listen. They ain't got no defense.
But I said on Facebook.
How many people got arrested and put off team out
true.
Of defense?
Yeah,
that's the problem with this.
It's all stipulations. Yeah. But I said on Facebook that Michigan State would beat Notre Dame this weekend. And the reason I said it because Notre Dame, in that Texas game, and like you just said, you can watch them. They play no defense. And Michigan State plays the closest brand of, they play Big Ten football, yes, slow down, pound you football. Mm-hmm. So I knew this wasn't finna be a shootout like it was against Texas, where you can just go up and down the field. Michigan State was gonna ask you to stop you. So could you stop them? And it was gonna be a, so I knew when it didn't go to a shootout, you knew Notre Dame was in trouble.
Notre Dame made a heck of a run though.
They came back.
I keep saying the thing about them is, I what hurt them was the beginning of the year when those kids got stopped. And a couple of them got suspended and whatever like that. That hurt their defense.
Yeah, because they can put points on the board, but they can't stop
exactly.
nobody.
That's the problem they got. It's stopping people.
Yeah.
But that, I'm telling you, Notre Dame and Ole Miss are two of the best two-loss teams in the country.
Yeah.
And now, I'm telling you, don't nobody want them.
No, Notre Dame's barely true. Out of the top 25. They're like right. number 27, 28.
But now, let's look at the Big Ten. Ohio State.
They look like they should be number one.
I told you. Ohio
State like, good, real talk. Man. They but like they should be
we didn't miss
it.
Michigan State. Wisconsin is good. Mm-hmm. And let's not slip on
no,
the
press. Wisconsin. I agree with Hancock. Wisconsin is not good. They beat LSU, and LSU is not good. So, who else did they beat? Boston College.
They barely beat Georgia State.
Georgia State took them to the And that's the FCS school.
What, they got a good game this weekend. Who they play this weekend?
They was
we'll look it up.
I think they have a test this
Wisconsin?
Weekend. Yeah.
They play Michigan State.
Yeah. See, that's
Michigan State going to be
so the rubber hits the road.
It's going to shake out.
Rubber hits the road.
It's shaking out.
It's the shakeout. And that's what we got into a lengthy conversation with a whole bunch of people on Facebook, and Horace was included, and we was like, give it time, it's going to shake out. It's going to shake out. But to say teams like Notre Dame, who you knew had a hard game, Tennessee, who still hadn't played worth anything.
You want the good thing, though, D-Will? They still got the goose egg over there in the right column.
They do. Exactly. They still undefeated. But my thing is, the way they playing, they're going to eventually lose. They always lose that game, and it's coming. And it's going to be this weekend. You Florida's going to beat them. And they don't have a quarterback. See, I still think they're going to lose.
They showed me something in that Virginia Tech game that I didn't see from the first game. I'm be honest.
Virginia Tech is bad. Yes, they might not win five games this year.
Virginia Tech put that wood on BC last week. Well, now, you don't just beat teams the way they beat them then.
BC lost to Georgia Tech.
And Georgia Tech is one of those teams. That just
they beat Vanderbilt. Yeah. So,
it's hard. It's hard, it's hard to
matchups.
Measure that.
It's about matchups. It's
now,
about
I got a Facebook note. Former Houston Cougar, former Miami Dolphin, former childhood buddy that I grew up with, former classmate, Billy Milner, just said, watch out for Houston.
Man, I've been saying that.
Yeah, say what's on my radar.
I got him down
on Houston, man.
Woo!
I got down on the season started.
Yeah, I got down on them the last game that I saw them.
What's up, Billy Milner?
When I watched them play the other day, they didn't impress me.
I'm still high on them.
I am too.
Because every team is gonna have that one game where they kind of slip and not playing the same. Right. But I mean, come on, man. If I was any team and I had my season on the line and I was facing Houston, I would be worried about that game.
And that's
when
true.
I saw him against Cincinnati, though, that was another during the week game. So during you kind of had to put a caveat against that.
And then Ward Jr., when you got a player like that who's explosive.
Banged up, though.
Yeah, but when he can still get it done.
Yeah.
He can still, when you got him, he can give you two plays that can change a whole game.
Yeah.
So when you got that dynamic, it's kind of hard to say they got, because they can play with anybody because of that. Just like the Lamar Jackson. Yeah. Like I say, you stomp toe away from them going down, because if they lose Ward Jr., it's over with for Houston.
And I'm saying just those two teams. Like I said, I didn't like Oklahoma, and I didn't like Iowa, and I'm kind of teetering on Houston. I'm serious. I'm kind of teetering.
Know. I got a question for you. The Heisman race.
It ain't a race.
Right, yeah. The Heisman watch, which means that these are some folks they got their eyes on, okay? And y'all let me know what you think. Lamar Jackson, number one.
Of course.
Next.
Runaway.
Christian McCaffrey, number two.
He still love him.
Yeah, JT Barrett,
he's still
number three.
Doing his thing.
He deserves it. I'm saying the media loves him, though, is what I'm saying. Yeah.
And they should,
he's
though.
He's a darling.
Hey,
right now.
Exactly. Listen.
He's definitely a darling.
They better beat USC like this. They better beat USC this weekend. Right, that's what better happen.
They will. They
USC.
Will.
They beat
they
USC
will.
Last week.
That was this week?
Yeah.
No, I was on off then.
Yeah,
no,
all right, they play a UCLA.
That's why G went to the computer. Yeah. UCLA, I'm sorry.
That's who you think about.
Yeah. And UCLA, even though they lost one, they still look good.
Number three, JT Barrett.
Yeah, he needs to be on there.
Number four, Darnell Pumphrey.
Yeah, he need to be on there.
That's a homer pick right there.
Yeah.
He's
been balling lately.
Yes, he deserves to be on the list.
And number five, Greg Ward.
Okay.
Greg Ward up there still?
The hair clock is not high on
him. They got to have a top five.
I mean, he's not really having that year this year because he's been injured.
Yeah, he has.
He missed a game.
Yeah, he did.
So how is he on the watch?
Well, I guess it's because it's the watch list. Like you say,
that's what
you
say,
got that
watch,
dynamic ability,
not
man.
The race.
You got to see him to watch him. He wasn't on the game.
You got to see
him. He didn't
him
play.
It's that ability, man.
You
got
to see him to watch him.
You got to be out there to watch him.
Now, missing from the watch, Nick Chubb.
Yep.
Leonard Fournette.
Yeah.
Dalvin Cook.
Yeah.
All the running back.
Hood from
Samaje Perine.
You still hadn't called the real name.
Samaje Perine.
So, exactly.
The one you still haven't called.
Call him.
Deshaun.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's the one you have not called. And going into this year, it was his
to lose.
It we sure said was. It. Yeah.
On ESPN's watch, Deshaun is number 8.
Woo!
And Nick Chubb is number 9.
Woo!
And I'm looking at
Fournette's not even on the list.
I'm looking at the same
thing. Fournette's not even on the list.
Fournette's not in the top. Well, they only listed 9, but he's not.
Wow!
It really depends on how your team is doing.
So
that's
so,
all it is. It's a popularity contest.
That's what I was saying about your boy out there, Stamps. He's a darling.
Yeah.
So, folks, listen, it's just a watch. Y'all, please don't go and say we
nah,
said
come on.
That.
Go on the page
he
and say
going,
yeah, don't, you know.
Well, we said on your show.
It's a watch. It's a watch list. You know, just like when you bidding on something on eBay, you watch it until the price go down.
Until the bid is over. I see you can't bid no more.
I think Deshaun.
You didn't say you want to buy it. You just say you want to watch
so.
It.
So you think tomorrow he lights Georgia Tech up?
He's going to light them up. I think Georgia Tech is going to play him hard, but I think Deshaun's going to have one of those games. It's the only game on tomorrow night.
Yeah, the whole world's going to be watching.
Besides the NFL.
Yeah, I was going to say.
But I mean, what I'm saying is.
I was
going to
say, shots fired at the game. Yeah. NFL game.
I'm not trying to watch.
Patriots playing, man.
And who is their quarterback again?
Okay.
Edelman is the backup.
Exactly. Exactly.
Hey, as long as they got Belichick, it don't matter.
Like I say, Garoppolo put up 27 fantasy points and a half.
Yeah.
Jimmy G.
Hey, man. So, we just pointed out. We just pointed this stuff out. Just in case y'all want to get on Facebook and talk about it. We just let you know what's happening. That's all we doing. We just putting it out there for you. And it's a lot of people that's missing off this watch list.
Mm.
But just like we said about the power rankings, it's going to shake out.
It's going to shake out.
Yeah.
It's going to shake out. And to Han's point, the shakeout may start tomorrow with Deshaun Watson, you know, against Georgia Tech.
And Lamar Jackson got Clemson in 2 weeks. So,
yeah.
But I'm telling you, Lamar Jackson's going to have to curtail it some kind of way.
I keep
because
telling
he, you know. All this hurdling and running and you're going to get knocked out. It's going to happen.
So you got to curtail it.
You got to curtail it. You know what I'm saying?
Wow. All right, man. That was pretty fun. Got a lot of college football in that. But the roundtable discussion was sponsored to you by Jay's Used Cars. If you are looking for a pre-owned car, please contact Jay's Used Cars at 770-496-0339. If you mention SRT or Sports Roundtable, you get a 10% discount on your down payment. Check jaysusedcars.com website for your inventory. For his inventory, actually. So if you want to get a car, take the inventory first.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, that was fun.
Whew.
And following all of the fun, we got to get to a sports update by the Jewel of Sports.
And now it's time for a sports update.
Welcome to your sports update with the Jewel of Sports, Tiffany Boyd, on the SRT Show. Other NFL sports update for you. The Cleveland Browns are about to start their fifth quarterback in their last five games. Their last five quarterbacks were Johnny Manziel, Davis, Robert Griffin III, McCown, and now Kessler. Is that how you pronounce the guy's name?
Kessler.
Cody.
Yeah, whatever. All right. Will Fuller of the Houston Texans joins a list that only had DeSean Jackson on it as the second rookie in NFL Super Bowl era to start his career with back-to-back 100 or more receiving yards in his first couple of games. Some NBA sports updates for you. The Milwaukee Bucks have decided to sign Giannis Antetokounmpo to a new four-year, $100 million contract extension and let it be known that he is the face of their franchise. Scottie Pippen has just been added to ESPN's squad of NBA analysts. He will appear on the NBA show The Jump while also contributing to SportsCenter.
Need to get some subtitles.
Yeah, for real.
Don't do Scotty like that, y'all.
Boy, hey, they're going to have to block that nose out, too.
Don't do Scotty like that.
Boy, y'all, I'm saying.
Meta World Peace has signed a one-year deal with the Lakers. The NBA season starts in a month, and J.R. Smith will not attend the Cavs minicamp this week because he wants a new contract. And no progress has been made with the talks with him in the organization for him getting a multi-year deal that he wants that's around $15 million. Remember, he did decline his $5.3 million player option to test free agency.
Smart.
Yeah. And that's a wrap on your sports update with the Jewel of Sports. Catch us every Wednesday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern on WWE AM 1100.
Hey, you know when Tiff gives the sports updates, this is fresh. Like it's new. Like it's new to us.
Right.
You know. So I've had people say, well, is it rehearsed? No, it's live. This is live.
No, I'm fine.
This
so.
Is but it sounds so crisp. It sounds like it was baby, this live. This is all the way live. So trust me when I tell you. But thanks for tuning in for the first hour of the show, man. We got to get to this commercial. We got to pay them bills. Second hour of the show coming up real quick. FanDuel Report, Water Cooler Report, NFL Roundtable Discussion. Keep it locked. Sports Roundtable.
Keep your ears locked. Sports Roundtable will be right back.
You're listening to AM 1100, Atlanta's sports and entertainment radio network. Live from the Sports Jock Studios, this is AM 1100, Hapeville, Atlanta's sports, news, and entertainment radio network. Experience the difference. The opinions expressed during the sponsored program on this station are strictly those of the program host, guests, and callers. They are not necessarily those of Beasley Media Group, this station's staff, or advertisers and agencies.
I'm H.O. from Bankhead.
I'm the Jewel of Sports, Tiffany Boyd.
And you got Hancock, the sports superhero.
And I'm D. Will, the coach.
Check out Sports Roundtable each and every Wednesday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on WWE 1100 AM, where we give sports information and we do it in an entertaining way.
We provide live sports updates, sports reports, and breaking news.
And the best daily fantasy FanDuel picks in America.
And also the hottest topics with the roundtable discussion and the top-notch interviews when you step in the coach's corner.
Again, check out Sports Roundtable with the SRT crew each and every Wednesday from 8 to 10 o'clock p.m. only on WWE 1100 AM. And if you love the show,
tell a friend.
And if you didn't,
we're going to build a wall for you.
Our favorite hashtag,
We Know Sports.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to come in and speak with someone?
Negative, Control. With Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, you can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1. But if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. Their award-winning client service is beyond anything I've ever experienced.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 33.
This summer, SLS Las Vegas adds a mischievous chapter with the ultimate party package called #MyVegasStory. Guests 21 and over who book a two-night stay in the boutique Story Tower receive a complimentary mini bar stocked with more than $200 worth of party essentials, including vodka, Fireball, Bud Light, Red Bull, and much more, while enjoying VIP access to day life and nightlife experiences. To book your stay, visit slslasvegas.com/myvegasstory.
Honey, I'm really worried about our retirement funds.
Oh, me too. We lost so much value in the recession in the stock market. I'm worried we won't have enough to retire.
retire.
Jim next door told me that he had set up a new kind of IRA with the Gold Silver Group. He said how simple and safe it was. It's a private storage IRA, and we could have real gold and silver in our hands.
Really? You mean we can actually see it and touch it?
Absolutely. Jim said we could have all the benefits of an IRA to help build our retirement income. Bottom line, we would own a real tangible asset, and we would have the security of knowing we're protected no matter what the economy does. What do you think?
I think we need to find out how to get our own private storage IRA. We need to call the Gold Silver Group right now.
Are you ready to protect your future? Call 800-511-6771 now to find out how easy and safe it is to set up a private storage IRA with Gold Silver Group and find out how you can qualify for up to $700 in free silver. All transactions are privately delivered and fully insured. Please call us now. 800-511-6771. 800-511-6771.
Experience the difference with WWE 1100 AM.
AHO.
What up? What
we
up?
Must be back with a new season, man.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
1100 AM.
That right? That
and
right.
We got Tiff, Hand in the building, HO and
what
Coach.
Up? What up?
You now about to witness the strength of sports talk radio.
Lego.
I can read your mind. You know it's that time.
Hold up.
Hold up.
Boy, I'm so fly, I feel like Brent Grimes. About to kill the whole season, man. SRT got picks for days. Ain't no telling when I'm all in. Never stall in. Pass the ball in the LBJ. That's the King fam.
Woo.
Been bowling since Space Jam. New logo like the LA Rams.
Oh.
SRT next up. Big dog picks Devin Hester. And that's the word on the street. Tiff got me right like we run in the screen. Real talk, canine, I know what I mean. We causing the scene. SRT got what you want every week.
I ain't gonna say it.
What up, what up, what up? It's the Sports Roundtable, live from the Sports Jock Studios, overlooking Atlanta Station in Atlanta, Georgia. I am your humble host, Mr. H.O., and I got the crew in the building, Tiff Hand and D-Will the Coach, G-Money behind the glass, dropping them shouting low beats. Thanks for tuning in to the hottest sports talk show on radio. Believe me when I tell you that. You are tuned in. If you tuned in for the first time, shame on you. But we appreciate it.
Welcome to the show.
Because this is a show that gives you all kinds of sports information. Trust me when I tell you, all kinds of sports information. And we do it in an entertaining way. And our favorite hashtag is
We Know Sports.
First hour of the show was off the chain. If you missed any of the show, you can check us out on Tuesday, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the dial, 1100 a.m. And if you do not live in Atlanta, please download the app. Search WWE AM 1100. Second hour of the show, baby. We got to get this thing crunk. FanDuel reports.
Oh, let me get my pen.
FanDuel report, baby.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Hancock.
Yes, sir.
This is becoming very popular.
Is it? That's what I like
yo,
to hear,
yo, this is my
baby.
Segment, y'all. Let me get my pen and my paper.
D-Will, Hancock told me to say, you don't have to wait till the weekend to ask him for a FanDuel pick.
Yeah, get me early now.
I know, man. You ain't have to call me out live in front of all these people.
When you hit me up, I'm in the midst of getting my
I know. I was soliciting picks, and I can tell the way he was answering me. He was like, hey, man.
I know, right?
Hey, man. Like, hold up. Hold up.
Yeah.
Let me get my lineup in, and I'm going to leave you 2 minutes to get yours in.
You can get more quality picks if you get
right
with me early.
Yeah.
We're going to talk after the show.
Exactly. All right, ladies and gentlemen, pen and paper out. Please do if you're in the fantasy league. It's time for the FanDuel Report by Mr. Hancock.
And now it's time for this week's FanDuel Report.
What's up, my FanDuelers? Hey, oh, real quick, recap last week. I gave you Terrell Williams and Dontrell Inman. Inman didn't have too good of a game, but Terrell Williams gave you a touchdown and I think about 14 points.
There
so anyway,
go.
That's pretty good. Flacco was pretty good at 18-2. Not as good as I thought he would be. Stafford kind of went to bed a little bit. Danny Woodhead actually got hurt. And Langford went to bed also. The wide receiver I did give you was Sterling Sharp as a third guy. He came in with 15.7 points on FanDuel, which was pretty good play for a third receiver at that rate of pay anyway. So anyway, those I gave it so weak. The value pick of the week for last week was Stephon Diggs. Diggs cost you $6,500 and came in with 28.7 points. Had a spectacular game, and he will be in my starting lineup this week. The perfect lineup for last week was Cam with 30 points. Ball. Isaiah Crowell got you 21.3. D'Angelo Williams, a repeat offender, came out with 21.2 points. The aforementioned Stephon Diggs had 28.7. Travis Benjamin and Kelvin Benjamin, the Benjamin boys, came in with 26.4 and 26.3 respectively. Greg Olsen at tight end got you 20.7. Greg Ganot rounded out your kicker with 18 points. There was a back-to-back winner for the first time, and that was a back-to-back guy in the perfect lineup, and that, as I mentioned, was D'Angelo Williams coming in last week on the perfect lineup and again on this week. So keep your eye on D'Angelo. He's having a fantastic season. Players to watch in week three. With Jonathan Stewart being out this week, take a look at Fozzie Whitaker. He'll be starting in his place, so he'll be getting some time. Arian Foster, again, may be out. Something that we always
do. Hamstring.
Yeah, he's so soft.
Look for Jay Ajayi and Kenyon Drake to kind of come up and maybe fill that void. There might be somebody you want to look at if you can boost up your lineup because they won't cost you as much. Amir Abdullah has a foot sprain, so he might be out. So keep an eye on Theo Riddick. The quarterback to watch this week, and he might not be popular, but I promise you, playing against the Cleveland Browns can enhance your numbers. Ryan Tannehill and also Dak Prescott going against the Chicago Bears this week. So those two quarterbacks you might want to look at. Running back position, go with my other youngin', Zeke Elliott. I'm looking for him to have a breakout game. This might be the opportunity for him to do something this week against Chicago Bears.
Two fumbles.
Yep. But keep an eye on him. That's why he might come back this week.
And I'm thinking about Tannehill liking to throw picks at the end of the game. They're
playing Cleveland.
Man. True. My man, I'll take that back.
You have to watch. That's why you have to look at the whole picture. Yeah. Also, I like Tevin Coleman.
He graduated from Tevin Campbell.
He's Tevin Coleman now.
Yes,
I'm telling you. And Freeman. So that's called a handcuff. If you want to put those two backs together, that's what you do. You pick them both and handcuff them. You get the points out of both of them.
Yeah, for real, because they switching it up.
I had Tevin Coleman on the bench in our league this week.
Man. You might need to look at putting him in. So Trayvon. Especially in that
game.
And he's
going to touchdown, too.
Yeah, so he did good. Wild card I'm looking at this week is Ted Ginn Jr. with a lot of man coverage that they'll be facing this week.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they'll be playing against teams that go man coverage. So I'm liking Ted Ginn this week. And this guy is the third receiver for the New York Jets, Quincy Enunwa. Keep an eye on him.
He might want to say that name again.
Quincy Enunwa.
You don't have to spell that for me.
Quincy Enunwa.
There we go.
He's the third receiver for the Jets. And two weeks running, he's been one of the most productive wide receivers at that third spot. Playing in the system with those two big wide receivers and Brendan
Marshall
and the other kid.
Eric Decker. They didn't practice today either.
Right.
Neither one of them didn't practice.
And Enunwa he's gotten like 18 targets in the last 2 weeks. So keep an eye on him. That ends your FanDuel report for the week. Hope you can put these guys in your lineup and come up smelling like roses.
Boy, that Facebook Live went crazy when you said Stephon Diggs.
Did it?
Yeah, they just.
Hey, okay. Thank you for bringing that up. How do you feel releasing him the first week?
You know I picked it back up.
Though. Oh, stop it. Yeah. See, man, we got to do better as a league. We can't allow those type things to happen in fantasy, man. He drops the man, is able to pick him back up.
Hey. Nobody else grabbed him.
I tried. No, I didn't.
Nah.
So I'm talking to myself, too.
Also, one flyer, your boy, the tight end for the Falcons.
Tanny.
He has been doing the job in the middle. Matt is starting to look for him. And actually, Matt Ryan is the number one rated passer in the NFL. So
that he
is. All the kind of crap he's taking. He's looked pretty decent, although he had two battered balls that some kind of way found receivers.
And a red zone pick.
And he did have a red zone pick. But, hey, being number one is something.
Also, in NFL news, Corey Coleman suffered a broken hand in practice.
Did he? I thought I saw something coming with it.
Yeah. So I just mentioned that for the fantasy folks, because, man.
And Adrian Peterson is out.
Yeah. That's what.
Yeah, he's having surgery.
Look at Asiata. Possibly as a replacement.
McKinnon's going to be starting.
But Asiata will get those goal line touches.
And that's what you need. That's what you need.
Didn't the Vikings just sign another running back today? I can't recall who it was, but
they looked at you called it in the other break, didn't you? So they looked at the kid from Clemson, used to be at Clemson. Really? He got released from New Orleans.
Oh, CJ Spiller.
Was it Spiller?
Yeah,
I think it was Spiller.
The Packers looked at him.
That was Packers. Yeah. I thought you said that was the Vikings.
The Vikings looking at anybody right now.
Yeah. So, hey, Marshall and Decker didn't practice today. So
yeah, they'll start.
So third receiver's name is
Quincy Enunwa.
So you may want to start
pick him up too.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So you already done your homework when you get here.
See, I don't know if this is fair. We gotta put some stipulations.
Like I'm calling the commissioner. That ain't right.
That's Martha Stewart all day.
It is. That ain't right.
I'm calling six man of the year commissioner.
Inside information.
The Vikings signed Ronnie Hillman.
Really?
Oh yeah, they were looking at him from the Broncos. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Hey, thanks for that, FanDuel.
Not a problem.
Yeah, appreciate you. I got a lot of names I gotta look up tonight.
There you go, check them out.
Yeah,
I went and picked up Funchess. What do you think about
Devin Funchess? I had him at the beginning of the year. He caught a touchdown last week.
Yeah, he caught a touchdown last week, and it was a pretty good kick. And I went and picked up my boy Kenyon Drake. And I went and picked up Williams.
So he caught a touchdown last week.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
I'm listening.
There you go. I see. Y'all on the chain. But, Hancock, who you played the past week?
Yeah. Yeah, I lost to Duke this week. Lost to Duke this week.
Do you think Russell Wilson will have a bounce back week against, what they got this week? San Francisco.
Yeah, I know.
Or is he still hurt?
Hey man, you gotta call in and do that.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I'm
gonna pick up the phone.
He getting fantasy
because Tyrod Taylor went off last week and I benched him.
You start interviewing.
Russell Wilson. I thought I was in coach's corner. And Russell Wilson went for 5 points.
Yeah, he's up.
Yeah, boy, we're gonna talk about Seattle in a minute. Hey, but listen, after y'all either win or lose in fantasy football, after you get the FanDuel report. Your team win or lose on Sunday. Monday morning comes. You go to the break room. You're so mad that you go to the water cooler, get you some water, and everybody starts to gather around. And now we need to hear what they talk about at the water cooler.
Now it's time to find out what they're talking about around the water cooler with the Water Cooler Report.
Welcome to the Water Cooler Report with the Jewel of Sports. We are sponsored by Blunt Power. Get the best car air fresheners around town with Blunt Power. Three sprays last for days. Go to www.bluntpower.com for all of your favorite flavors. All right. Y'all know I like to be at water coolers, right?
There you go.
So, you know, WNBA playoffs started. Breonna Stewart did get WNBA Rookie of the Year. She also broke the WNBA defensive rebounding record that Lisa Leslie held in 2004 with 277. And she has the best-selling jersey.
She's so small, though. I mean, she's thin.
She's very skinny.
She can ball, though. Yeah, she can hoop, but I'm talking about the rebounding.
How does Brittany Griner not get that?
That's a good – you know what? You have a really good point.
How does Sylvia Falls not get that?
Man, but Brittany,
she was too busy trying to block
Brittany
shots.
Brittany Griner should get it.
She really should. Yeah, she's the biggest person out there. Oh, she get on my nerves. But the WNBA had a record-breaking highest season in attendance in 5 years. They set the mark for the WNBA digital, social media, and retail things that they have. And in addition to that, the league experienced double-digit growth in television viewership on ESPN networks. And they welcome several new partnerships, including Verizon as the WNBA's marquee partner. They registered their highest attendance since 2011 with 1,561,530 people in their games and their highest average attendance, which is a 4.6% increase from last year. And their viewership on ESPN and ESPN2 rose up 11%. The WNBA playoffs started tonight, and the Phoenix Mercury played the Indiana Fever in Tamika Catching's final game. She actually lost. The Mercury beat them 89-78. So Brittany Griner and Diana Taurasi's team move on and send Tamika Catching's home with a loss. And Seattle and Atlanta Dream are playing right now, and the Seattle Storm were beating the Atlanta Dream at halftime. But the game is in the third quarter right now, and Seattle is winning 45-44. So that's what's happening with that. Let me get into some other water cooler talk for you. Okay, so because of Colin Kaepernick protesting in football, it has people looking at blacks in other sports and if they are protesting the national anthem as well. And it actually has Major League Baseball stars questioning their voice in Major League Baseball. Baltimore stars Adam Jones and the Yankee star CeCe Sabathia have spoken out over the last several days saying that baseball is the white man's game. And Jones told Bob Nightingale of USA Today Sports explaining why blacks in baseball have been reluctant to become involved in sports' recent protest movement. James said, "You might as well not kick yourself out of the game. In football, you can't kick them out. You need those players. In baseball, you don't need us. You don't need us. Baseball is a white man's sport because among MLB players in 2016, 8% of them are black. In the NBA, there are 74% black people, and NFL, 68%. Wow. So, yeah. So
Adam Jones spoke out. I did see that. I saw Sabathia speak out. But if he was in his prime, like back in the day, off the injured list, winning 20 games, then his stand would probably go a little further. Adams Jones is not as a prominent player like CeCe was and things of that nature. So I don't really know. I would have loved to see Gary Sheffield or Dwight Gooden if this was going on back then, because they are very, very outspoken.
Yeah, just to see. Honestly, ours, I agree with what they said about being pretty much a white man's sport.
I mean, the percentage is saying it out.
Yeah, that 8%, and I just think they could be replaced. I mean, I really
do. They can.
Do.
That's why
even
they
when you have people in front office like Tony La Russa coming out saying he would put them off the team. They wouldn't do it on his team. He came out and just came out and said it, that it wouldn't happen on his team.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. It's like, They have no voice. Nothing they can do.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of interested to see what's going to happen in basketball, because you got a lot of players kind of talking about what they're going to do when the season starts, but it's in the collective bargaining agreement that they have to stand for the national anthem.
In the WNBA game tonight, the entire Indiana Fever team, they kneeled for the while the national anthem was playing before this game started.
I think you're going to see a lot more of the 68 Olympics fist in the air.
We're going to find out.
Well, we've got to find out if there's anything that says they can't do any demonstration. You see what I'm saying? I don't even know if they are even able to do that.
Yeah, wow. they can. Because my point is, majority of them never stand with their hand over their hearts anyway. You know, like LeBron James, he always has his head down and he's rocking back and forth. So it's not like you can't tell somebody to put their hand over their heart.
No, not that, but what I'm saying, to stand for it. See, well, it depends on the language that's in the
that's
contract.
What I'm saying. It's certain protests. They're going to be able to do something.
But now,
to stand for
the one thing that we do know is that the NBA is a players' league now.
Yes, exactly.
It is.
So they have
to a point.
Yeah, to a point. So they have some leverage.
Look,
you know what their leverage is, though.
I'm going to go any further. They made a man sell his team.
Yeah, they did. For racial issues.
Exactly. So you tell me that they made him sell his team.
But here's the thing. Here's the difference, though, about baseball, football, and basketball. Baseball and basketball, that check already guaranteed. So you can get rid of me now, but you're still going to pay me later.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
All right, Tara, we got off. I'm sorry.
That's cool. Okay, Steve Harvey. It was word on the street was that he actually tried putting in a bid to start a NASCAR team called Steve Harvey Races for Education with Terrence Koch, who is the CEO of Diversity Motorsports. Cox says that Steve Harvey was trying to work with him to start the team, but says that NASCAR told Harvey that it would never approve a team associated with Diversity Motorsports. So now Terrence Cox is basically trying to sue NASCAR and painting a stereotypical picture on him, saying that they are a good old boy network and saying that the league same shot down his numerous attempts to join their ranks. So he's basically suing them and all their racing teams for $500 million. Mm. Out of all 48 drivers, one is a black person. And NASCAR is basically trying to sue Cox back for defamation. Steve Harvey is actually saying that he never had an interest in owning a team or being part of the lawsuit. But NASCAR is going to defend his Drive for Diversity program and said that his plans to fight this lawsuit. They said that NASCAR embraces all individuals interested and involved in our sport, whether as partners, fans, competitors, or employees, and there is no merit to this lawsuit. The statement was given to ESPN. NASCAR said that they have a long-standing history of investing in diversity efforts, including the NASCAR Drive for Diversity, NASCAR Diversity Internship, and NASCAR Diversity Pit Crew Development Programs. We stand behind our actions and will not let a publicity-seeking legal action deter us from our mission. So good luck with his lawsuit, Mr. Cox. And Steve Harvey is trying to say he don't want no parts of it, but Steve Harvey's trying to have his hand in everything, so I wouldn't put it past him if he was trying to get into NASCAR.
This is tough to stay. It's tough in America right now.
It really is. It's a very sensitive place right now out here. Wow. But you know what? That's a wrap on your Water Cooler Report with the Jewel of Sports. We are sponsored by Blunt Power. Get the best car air fresheners around town with Blunt Power. Three sprays last for days. Go to www.bluntpower.com for all of your favorite flavors.
That's right.
Yeah, that's...
But see, this racism thing, man, in sports is still, you know, we won't even talk about it, but I've seen it in my lifetime where it was just come out and said that black people didn't have the mental capacity to play quarterback. Mm-hmm. You know, and...
Ouch.
Kemp Paris, I think, was a general manager of some with baseball back in the day, who came out and said blacks shouldn't manage because they didn't have mental capacity to do that. So, these things are within my lifetime. You see what I'm saying? So,
yeah. Real quick, I put it in perspective like this the other day. I was sitting down and I was like, I was born in 1980. And we keep talking about how progressive the U.S. has become in society and sports. Martin Luther King was murdered 12 years before I was born. Mm-hmm. Only 12 years.
Right.
So it's not like it's a big gap. You got to understand, Jim Crow was 50 years ago. Right. And nobody in this room is 50 years old.
I was going to tell you a little bone. Don't say it.
But you got to keep living to get 50.
Exactly. So you get what I'm saying.
All right, man, with all that being said, we got to take a quick break. We're going to have to let's meditate on this, man.
Yeah,
Sports Roundtable, man, keep it locked.
Are you thinking about changing the station? Well, don't, because Sports Roundtable will be right back.
Oil change, huh? Sure you can handle such a tough job?
You can go back to your own garage, you know.
But then who'd empty out your fridge for you? Full synthetic, huh? Nice.
Yeah, Advance Auto Parts had a deal. 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic and a premium filter for $29.99.
Smart. It's a sweet deal. Look at you, Mr. Cleanest Pistons in town. You gonna get any in the pan or just on your shirt?
Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back to the garage. See store for details.
Go from tank to tankless. Make the right play by choosing Rinnai tankless water heaters. Get yourself out of hot water at home by choosing the best water heating solution available. Why don't you tell us about the last time you were in hot water with your significant other? Visit GetHotWater.com to submit your story for a chance to be a part of our weekly giveaway for football tickets. Grand prize winners will have a chance to win a pair of playoff tickets and a Rinnai water heater. Visit Rinnai.us for more information about their innovative products.
Welcome back. Have a seat at the Sports Roundtable with the SRT crew on AM 1100.
Hello.
Hello.
Man, Sports Roundtable. H.O. Tiff. And the coach, D. Will. G. Money behind the glass. Doing this thing, and man, it's tough. But we gonna keep pushing. We gonna keep praying. We gonna keep doing what we need to do. But now it's time to get into this NFL roundtable discussion.
Here's your SRT roundtable discussion.
All right, elephant in the room. Cam and Kaepernick. Cam tried to dap him. Unsuccessful. D-Will, what's up with that?
Well, I feel Kaepernick because Cam made his statements. He said what he said. Like, it's there. You can't take that back. You said it. So, I think Kaepernick was playing it cool. Like, you know what? All these cameras are around. How dare you try and come speak to me when you know we not on that level? But the look he gave him is classic.
Classic.
He's looking at him like, hey, I wish we was back in our podcast days. Because he is looking at him like, boy, please. Like, really? Why would you even do that knowing? And I think he kind of looked at Cam as, you doing this for TV. You know, are you doing this for the cameras? You know that this is going to be a story. Mm-hmm. So, but that's a classic look by Kaepernick. But, of course, everybody's, you know, they Dominique dolls nowadays, baby. They flipping. Everybody. Everybody. You got Jerry Rice coming back. He's saying, you got Cam Newton changing his rhetoric
now. I got bars.
Bars. So, it's all going to change because I don't care how great you are and how much your talent has given you privilege, how much of the, what we call it on the SRT show, the OJ syndrome you have, they will bring you back down to earth, and now he's bringing them back down to earth.
Han, I gave my take on the Falcons win in Oakland. Give me your takeaway.
Well, I must admit they showed a lot of resilience by coming back. Oakland looked like they were taking control of the game. And it's like, you know, the Falcons went no huddle, and I think that changed tempo, and it helps them a lot. You know, it puts Matt in a more comfortable kind of frame of mind, looks like. He sees the field. He's able to get into plays that he's successful in. He did have a red zone turnover.
Did have
Didn't
it.
Like that, but it didn't stop him. Right. Now, he almost had another one because the touchdown to J.J. Hardy was a tip drill ball that Hardy went up and got, you know, and that, and sometimes you just need some luck. Mm-hmm. But he made some classic throws. Julio, you know, cannot be held one-on-one. So, you know, in the hurry up or that aggressive style of offense, they're able to get some defenses kind of out of place. And they have some weapons. The Falcons have some weapons on offense.
True.
You know, and as long as they can continue to do that, they can be viable, man. They have to protect their defense with their offense. That's the way I see it. And I don't think they could afford to have gone to New Orleans down 0-2. Right. There's too much pressure. They're already in the division 0-1. Mm-hmm. And then it would have been going to, you know, overall 0-2 with a possibility going 0-3 in the season, probably hanging in the balance. Yeah. So that was a big win out there.
Yeah. Cool. Tiff.
Yes, sir.
Seattle.
Yeah.
Is predicted to contend with Arizona for that division.
Nah.
But
not this year.
It doesn't look like Seattle is going to be contending for anything. Mm-mm. What's wrong in Seattle?
Nothing's really wrong with their defense. Their offense. I am not going to blame it on Sierra. No. their defense is okay. Like, their defense in two games have only given up, like, four field goals and one touchdown. But their offense, their offensive line, they're getting dominated at the line of scrimmage to where Russell Wilson is running for his life. He has no time in the pocket. They aren't creating any holes for their running game, so they have no running game. When Russell Wilson is running for his life, I mean, at times he's getting strip sacked, and, I mean, he's fumbling the ball. The offensive line needs to be good, and their offensive line is not good. So, therefore, they can't put any points on the board.
It's Marshawn Lynch took the pressure off of all of that.
Uh-huh.
He made up for the flaws on the offensive line. He made up for the flaws of Russell Wilson because you can lean on him. And now that he's gone, They can't replace anybody because they're strapped to Russell Wilson's contract.
Bingo. Yep. That is right, right there.
It is. So now that they need to make the moves to get those pieces in to replace those guys, they're unable to do it. And Hancock called this way back before they even gave him the contract that this was going to happen. We didn't think it was going to happen this fast because we didn't see Marshawn retiring.
Right. Or trading their center to New Orleans for a tight end
that you don't
that you even use.
He has 4 catches in 2 games.
They don't even use him at all.
He had 1 in game 1. He had 3 in game 2.
And he was the number one tight end at one point, y'all.
Listen, he was the best. He was reinventing the position when he was in New Orleans.
He was dunking on the goalposts.
Yes, he was.
Come on. They the reason they took that?
Yes, because he did it every game.
So it's going to be hard for Seattle to get back to where they were. Now, good thing is they play in the division with the Rams.
True.
All right. So,
but shoot, they made the Rams look good, though.
But one thing about the Rams.
Rams always play them tough.
The defense is going to get better.
They are.
See, true. The Rams defense is going to continue to get better. The quarterback situation is the thing with them. Yeah. That's going to hurt them because they
you take
run
a number,
game.
Yeah. Number one is going to hurt you for a lot of years if they bust.
Oh, man. But like you said, I think, like I said, that bubble, it created a bubble and it came due. When the rent come due, you got to pay.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, paying that money to people not able to solidify other positions hurts you. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, they went through a stretch like this last year.
They do it every year.
And people wrote them off a little bit, kind of say, well, maybe it's time to pay that rent. And then Russell went off for the last 6 games, like 20 touchdowns and things of that nature.
True.
But the one thing about that, he wasn't married yet.
See, I am not.
Hancock told me to say that. I'm not getting in that either.
I am not blaming
Sierra. Hancock gave me a piece of paper under
because,
the table.
I mean, you're supposed to be in bliss now. You know, he gets some every day. He wouldn't get none, you know.
That's
he's
true.
He's supposed to be, you
like,
know,
when you get married, you get happy.
Right. Like, he was celibate, though.
They was holding off some.
I always say that. Take your legs, man.
See, but listen. See, y'all need to stop. Y'all, let me pull this thing back in the road. Let me roll this right back in the road.
They said that. Take your legs.
But here's the thing. I don't think it's so much of just her. I think it's the baggage that she brings along. Man. She's taking his life in directions that he never fathomed he'll be in.
Oh,
like going
man.
Through lawsuits with rappers,
oh,
being threatened.
Trucks everywhere in the house.
You know? So it's
leaving popsicle sticks everywhere.
Exactly. You don't have any kids. And now you got a kid.
Got a football in every room.
You got them playing. I just fell asleep in my Gucci flip flops in the locker room.
I am not.
You know what I'm saying? So I think it's extra stress that he never understood because he's not of the hip hop culture.
Right. And they can't play Future in practice.
Exactly. And now you're on social media every day being what we call, air quotes, black Twitter.
Yeah.
Are at you every day because of who your wife is. That takes a toll on a man.
Very true.
All right, we not go. All right, Sierra, we love you. We ain't gonna blame you for that.
ATL shouted.
Exactly. But
see,
exactly.
Hot
but,
hey, that's them too.
Yeah, exactly. So, but we do have some 0-2 teams. Miami, Buffalo, Cleveland, not a surprise.
No.
Jacksonville and the Colts.
Shockers.
I'm surprised at the Colts.
The Redskins and the Bears. Too. So, my question. Is it too early to judge?
No.
No,
it's not. I mean, you look at Washington, because I don't use that other term. Washington has some internal problems in the locker room. You got players coming out saying that, you know, they don't like the quarterback.
He indecisive.
He's not this and whatever. So they're
coach calling him out.
Coach calling him out. So then Buffalo scores 30 points. Defense gives up over 30, and they fire the offensive coordinator.
Talk to me now, Hancock.
Yeah, how does that work?
I understand a thing called a scapegoat, but make it logical.
I can't understand that.
Hancock, and then they also, the Bills already took the team picture
before they fired it. And let him in the picture, and then fired
it. Hey, come out here and take this picture, and then when you get back in there, we're going to revoke your pass.
Know, who else did you call? You called another 0-2 team?
Miami Dolphins.
I'm not surprised at that. They should be.
Since Shula left, they ain't been
there. Indianapolis Colts.
Colts have no offensive line.
No, they don't.
Everything is built around the quarterback, and you don't protect him. That makes no sense.
Yep.
How you go into a season, he was banged up with a lacerated kidney last year, whatever he had. and you come back the next year and still don't protect him.
Right. But they did get my my call for the center though. They did pick him up.
I mean,
is it Ryan Kelly, Lee Will?
Yeah, from Bama.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't play the Broncos, so
he didn't bring Nick Saban.
He didn't bring Nick Saban, exactly. So they're not protecting
Jaguars.
Jaguars, I am surprised there because they were one of my teams I thought would be a surprise. And they still may come on and be okay during the season, but they're not taking that step that I thought they would. Yeah. And I really don't know why, because I thought Robinson would have a good year with
they
the
They shoot themselves
court.
In the foot. They get too many penalties.
And on themselves. The discipline on defense.
Yeah, but they're not even scoring points.
Well, they targeted. They saying that they're targeting Robinson too much.
Yeah, well, they were the first week. They really threw to him in double coverage, triple coverage, whatever.
And here's the thing. We keep saying they and them, but we got to keep it real for the person that everybody was high on is Blake Bortles, who's not playing up to par.
No, he's not. Yeah.
He's the one who has to distribute the ball.
Exactly. And that's why he's been on my bench. In fantasy.
Yeah. So Robinson going on the bench this week.
Ooh. Y'all, all right. Release him.
No, not yet.
Minnesota 2-0. Giants 2-0. Eagles 2-0.
Eagles caveat. They have played nobody.
Exactly.
Zero.
That's the only thing. Now, he has gone with, you know, I don't know if you want me to talk to him. I'm going to talk anyway.
Okay.
He has gone the right places with the ball, got them out of bad plays. He's looked like a quality quarterback. But when you play against teams that scheme for you, they're supposed to make you see ghosts. And right now, he's not seeing any ghosts. And what I mean by that, getting the look from the defense and thinking it's something that it's not. Mm-hmm. And let's see when he plays a better football team. The last two teams he's played, they don't have a snowball chance.
Both of them don't have a win.
Right. And they might not get a win until like 8-9 games.
Oh, my God.
To about midway the season.
So I need you to do me a favor. Ask me, who does Carson Wentz remind me of?
Okay. Big homie.
What's that?
Who does Carson Wentz remind you of?
Well, unlike John Gruden and many other people in Philadelphia, basically, he's Alex Smith 2.0.
Thank you. Ooh, nice. That is the perfect answer for that.
I mean, he's east, west, east, west, fake, run.
He's the athletic enough answer. To run.
Yes, that's all he is.
Yes, that's the perfect answer for that. He is really Alex Smith 2.0.
Yes, Alex Smith 2.0. Listen, I lead the league in completion percentage if all I did was just throw a 5-yard.
Dink and dunk.
Yep.
Let's see how many times he's thrown it down the field. 15 yards. Let's see if he can throw it out.
Jay Barker.
They even, now, creatively, Peterson, great job. The running in motion, throw the screen to Trey Burke. Awesome play call.
Yep.
But man, I could have just, you could have pitched it to him.
Hey, who did Peterson, what, he was the offense coordinator for who last year?
Kansas City.
And their quarterback was
Alex Smith.
Yeah.
So ding 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 ding.
Yep. And Jay Gruden and who he and Holmgren, Andy Reid, all came from the same coaching tree.
And all of them, from the same tree.
So if Peterson is from that tree that Andy Reid is from, he's going to bump for him anyway. So anyway, New Orleans 0-2 as well.
But
so I forgot to mention
by a total of 4 points.
Yeah.
Yes. They lost two games by a total of 4 points.
They played
much better than people gave them credit for.
That defense is not playing as bad as, because we expected them to be bottom in the league.
But they create turnovers
well against the Giants.
And here's the thing. But here's the thing. If your offense can put up consistent points like that, if Drew Brees can continue to be Drew Brees, even though he had a down week last week, if he can continue to be Drew Brees and get him in shootouts, they're going to win a lot of games.
All right, now let's be honest. Let's be perfectly honest. Houston Texans are 2-0.
Yeah.
Talk to me, Till.
I mean, they've always had a defense. They just need the offense. And now with Brock Osweiler, even though he does have an interception, at least one interception a game, he's got these two dreadhead receivers on that team.
They boys be balling.
Yeah.
They can go get that ball,
and they can score some touchdowns. So that's all they needed, was to keep that defense, because their defense can ball any game, and they can keep them in any game. But as long as they got some offense, they can put some points on the board. The Texans, I'm not surprised.
And there's one more thing.
Which one of the Clemson receivers would you take right now? DeAndre Hopkins or Sammy White?
Don't give me Hopkins.
What's his nickname? They call him something.
I don't know.
Open.
Open. Yeah.
Open. Open.
For real.
But I'm just saying, Sammy was the.
Yeah, he was. Miss. Exactly. Yeah. Can't miss.
But DeAndre like that, Hopkins is. That's the beast. Difference between, like, Buffalo but, is a cesspool. You don't want to go there.
Uh-huh.
So he went there and got stuck.
Yeah.
One more thing for Houston. They had to get rid of Adrian
Foster.
Aaron Foster
with his injury prone self. Yeah.
That was one thing.
Yeah.
And now with all these talks about different receivers, running backs and things of that nature, we've seen it. Doesn't it kind of give you an idea of sometimes it's about how they use you?
Yeah.
Think about it. I mean, Jimmy Graham,
absolutely.
It's no way that you can say that he sucked as a.
He does, yo. No, you know, he does not. He's a great.
There's no way you can say that.
He's trying to get back New Orleans in a heartbeat.
Man, absolutely.
If a boat passed by,
way in Seattle, he jumping on that boat.
He had to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's trying to leave.
You know.
But can you blame him?
Nah.
No.
It's all about who throw you the football. Listen, and what kind of system you're in.
Greg Olsen has made a. It's almost like he reincarnated.
Yeah.
Because
before he got with Cam. I mean, it was just like, well, he just go get
and,
him this
and
ride.
Where was he there? Where was he going before that?
Jay Cutler.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. In Chicago with Jay Cutler.
And now his name get called 7 times a game, catch a pass.
Exactly. He's considered one of the top three tight ends in the league. Yeah.
So, I mean, listen, people. When you're talking about talent, when you're talking about players, and you're talking about this player is better than that player, and this player, I take this. Listen, you got to look at how they are being used. It's absolutely the truth. We've confirmed that, and we will continue to confirm that. I mean, we can just go to Kevin Love.
Oh my God!
Yeah, we can jump sports.
We can do it all. Yeah,
prime example.
We can just go. We can. Big Poppy, let me give y'all a baseball note. David Ortiz got released. They fired him in Minnesota.
Yep.
He got released from Minnesota.
Now you're Hall of Famer.
Yes. They talking about his number going up in Boston. Minnesota just outright released him, say you just suck. It's no way.
Yep.
Steve?
No doubt about it. I agree. No doubt. It's about where you are and the situation you put in.
Exactly. Yeah,
absolutely.
From the time your name is called and you walk across that stage on the draft.
Yeah.
That's why it's so much buying and people want to be in this spot and that spot, because you know where you want to go play, who you want to play with, and who's going to be cooking, what y'all say, buying the groceries.
You know, it's a lot of people that talk sports, a lot of people that be on Facebook doing this and that, but I got this crew right here. This is what we do, baby.
Yes, sir.
So it's how it's being used. So that's the thing about that. Game you looking forward to this week? Let's just jump on one game. Falcons New Orleans Monday night.
That's mine.
What it looking like? We all just comment on that.
Can the Falcons get pressure on Drew Brees? For once, I understand you were dead last in the NFL last year at sacks with only 19.
Last 3 years, but go
okay,
ahead.
Okay, but and now this year, you're dead last in the NFL this year with one sack. You have one sack. Okay, we understand you don't have the personnel to get the quarterback on the ground, but they got to come up with some way to put pressure on Drew Brees, because what's all the cliches? If you don't move him off his spot. If you don't do that, he's gonna light you up. And we know the big thing. Dan Quinn does not run a blitzing defense. That's all the rave right now. He doesn't blitz a lot. He likes to play it straight up. He wants to get there with 4 or 5 and keep the back end where he has. Because you gotta understand, you gotta blitz at times. You gotta calculate your blitzes to put pressure on the quarterback.
I agree.
But if you do, You got to understand that is now making your back end vulnerable.
Exactly.
And if you don't, if you can't get pressure on the quarterback, which the Falcons can't, and now we start blitzing and we're still not getting pressure on the quarterback, now that back end is vulnerable. We getting lit up.
Hancock, real quick, what you got for Monday night? What you looking? What the Falcons and Saints looking like for you?
I think it's going to be a shootout, man, to be honest with you. It's going to be a lot of emotion. 10th anniversary, I think, of Katrina. Is that
right? Yeah. They always put us on that.
It's going to be rocking. I remember the first night when Vic went down there and got towed out the frame. It's going to be a big emotional game, but it's going to be hard for New Orleans to go 0-3, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
0-3 is going to be tough.
Tim, what you looking like?
Yeah, it's in New Orleans. So, I mean, New Orleans is about to win this game. They are not about to start the season off 0-3. So, the Falcons better be ready for a shootout. And the defense better be trying to figure out some swim moves or some duck under moves or something to get to Drew Brees, because he's going to be sitting in that pocket lighting them up all day.
Good thing about the Falcons, though, Seattle ain't playing well either. So, when they go out there, they can possibly win that one. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we get back, we're going to get a little something off our chest. Sports Roundtable, keep it locked.
And now it's time for a sports update.
Final sports update of the night with the Jewel of Sports, Tiffany Boyd, on the SRT show. The WNBA game is still going on between the Seattle Storm and the Atlanta Dream. It is the fourth quarter, and the Atlanta Dream are up 74-68. Some Major League Baseball news for you. Yankees' Gary Sanchez became the fastest player ever to 19 home runs in 45 games after his longest second home run tonight. And it's his third career multi-home run game. I also have some Major League Baseball scores for you tonight. Let's see. Today, the Braves and the Mets are both tied in the bottom of the eighth, 3-3. The White Sox are losing to the Phillies, 8-3, in the top of the ninth. The Red Sox are beating the Orioles, 5-1, in the end of the eighth. The Nationals are beating the Marlins, 7-3, in the top of the eighth. The Yankees are beating the Rays, 8-5, in the bottom of the eighth. The Indians are beating the Royals, 3-2, in the bottom of the seventh. The Angels are beating the Rangers, 5-4, in the top of the sixth. The Cubs are beating the Reds, 4-2, in the top of the fifth. The Pirates are beating the Brewers, 4-1, in the bottom of the fifth. The Diamondbacks are beating the Padres, 1-0, in the bottom of the second. The Tigers and the Twins are in a rain delay right now. It's tied 0-0. And I have some final scores for you. The Mariners beat the Blue Jays, 2-1. The Astros beat the A's, 6-5. And the Rockies beat the Cardinals, 11-1. The Dodgers and the Giants play later on tonight at 10:10 p.m. Eastern. And that's a wrap on your final sports update with the Jewel of Sports on the SRT show. Catch us every Wednesday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern on WWE AM 1100.
Awesome. Freddie Freeman, two more hits.
Getting it in, man.
Extended his hitting streak to 25 games and his on base streak to 42.
Go ahead, Freddie.
Gotta give it up for Freddie Freeman, man. But now it's time for the favorite part, or one of my favorite parts of the show. Is get it off your chest. Let's go ahead and do that, man. Let's get it off your chest.
Do you have something that you want to say? Well, then it's time to
say it with your chest.
Shout out Shorty Low. But this is going to be real quick. Normally, I'm sure everybody Waffle House fans.
Waffle House?
I am.
Right.
All-star, baby, with bacon.
Yeah.
Extra half order.
Absolutely. So, when I leave my favorite group, when I leave here on Wednesday, I usually partake in a Waffle House entree. I usually get the same thing, depending on what I'm feeling like. Maybe all-star, but maybe chicken and egg or whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. The only problem I have is the total is different every week.
Oh, my goodness. Minute. Thank you.
Are you serious?
I mean, it's 1079 one week.
Yes.
8, 8, 3-1 week. And I'm like, y'all never pay attention.
Talk to him. Preach to him, Big H.O. Preach to him.
Listen, man. Hey, so I'm if I've ordered the same thing, I've already know what I pay.
I know what I pay.
Okay. I'm gonna put 10 down. You keep the tip. Oh, it's 10 7. 10. Nah, we get with 8.88. What's
what the bacon extra crispy this week?
Yeah, but what's the
they got them generic pig.
But I summed it up. The waiter or waitress can't add.
That's it.
They just can't add. How you gonna pay every time I go? It's a different price.
Why does Waffle House still use a calculator?
It look like we going through cash 3 and cash 4 numbers. It ain't never the same. Anyway, that's what I had to get out of my chest. I'll take the cheapest price if you go change it, but don't upcharge it, downcharge it.
There you go. You just killed your tilt.
Yeah. I want to get off my chest. People need to stop making assumptions. Just because you see somebody somewhere doing one thing doesn't mean that that is their job. For instance, prime example, this weekend I was working at Music Midtown. And, you know, at this particular time, I was actually kind of working in a little security area, stopping people that thought that just because they had a VIP pass, they could walk anywhere.
I got to cut you off. If y'all never seen Tiff work, air quotes, security at a party, you need to see it. I'm gonna leave it there. It's classic.
So, you know, I take security seriously when I'm, you know, told to work security.
Top flight.
So, some people felt that just because, you know, they were of a particular race and that they had VIP passes, that they could walk anywhere. But this area was an exit, emergency exit only, because, you know, there were vendors back there. They had money and they didn't want people walking back there. So, just because this particular person of a particular race had a VIP pass, they thought they could walk through there, and they proceeded to tell me that they could walk through there because they were an orthopedic surgeon at Grady Hospital. I said, well, you know what? I don't care what you are. We can list credentials all day because, you know, I'm a land development design engineer. You know those gas stations in Walmart? Yeah, I design those. Also, every Wednesday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, I'm live on WWE AM Radio. I'm a sports analyst. Also, I'm a travel agent. You know, we can list credentials all day. So just because you see somebody somewhere doing one thing, don't assume that you're better than them and that's not the only thing that they have going on in their life, just because you may feel you have something better going on. Because when you make assumptions, you make an ass out of you.
I need to pause my Facebook Live so I don't offend nobody. But that's how they do.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and I really had to shut them down every time somebody came at me and what they did. I really came back. I probably mentioned our show at least 8-9 times, because every time somebody wanted to throw their credentials, I threw all of mine right back at them.
Yeah. Wow. All right, Hank, I don't know if you can follow that one.
No, I just, mine will be real quick. Probably going to get in trouble when I get home.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to air a little longer.
Uh-oh.
But look here. My 5-year-old.
Boogie!
When he goes to school and somebody put their hands on him, expect them hands to come back.
All right.
I don't hear all that he's going to tell. He tried that. It didn't work. So he handled it himself.
Go ahead, Boogie.
So I got just tied all. Hey, look, everybody get a trophy, all this kind of stuff. That stuff over with.
Hey. That stuff over with. Ain't it?
Ain't no participation trophy.
Right.
All that kind of stuff.
No, that
look,
stuff over with.
Boogie handled his business.
That, go okay, ahead, Boogie. Shut up, Boogie.
That's what I'm
Bug.
Talking about, baby.
Hey. We don't want to get in trouble, too.
Oh, yeah.
I know I'm going to get in trouble.
Boogie handled
his
business.
Hey, I ain't going to handle
it. All right, we ride and die together. Hey, where you go, Boogie?
Hey, we uncle and aunties, baby. Yeah. We don't play the game.
That's my little Boogie Boog.
I'm putting him out there.
Get him. All
right, G, what you got?
I guess my grab this week is with NFL fans. This week, there was a poll that Colin Kaepernick is now the most disliked player in the NFL.
Oh, my God.
And we all know why. But if you look at the players listed, it's all for different reasons and like varying offenses, if you will. So number one is Kaepernick. Number two is Jameis Winston. Number three is Ndamukong Suh.
Number four was Tom Brady. And number five is Ben Roethlisberger. So it's like you feel the same way for someone who is protesting the national anthem as you do for someone who is accused of sexual assault.
Twice.
As you do who someone who steps on quarterback's feet every now and then. And the same as someone who allegedly deflates footballs for better grip. These are all the same to a lot of people. And that just doesn't make any sense to me. But I know like being a fan of anything is irrational for the most part. But I think there's room for nuance. And I would just like people to have that every once in a while.
All right, D-Will, what you got?
Oh, I'm going all the way out. Hey, man, since RIP Shawty Low passed away in a car accident. So since we've been bumping Shawty Low all day, we just shouted him out again. I'm going to the hip-hop. And what I got to get off my chest, I need Meek Mill to stop rapping.
Please.
Because,
get him.
Because, listen, you can't take two L's like that in the span of a year.
It was like less than a year, y'all, like 6 months.
Because listen to it. The Game, if y'all didn't know, Game and Meek Mill are beefing. Game put out two diss songs. First one was called 92 Bars. It was kind of like Drake first diss at Meek. It was a little light punch. But then he came out with Pest Control. And if you have not heard this song, go listen to it. And I'm going to leave you with this. He tells Meek, they say Meek shall inherit the earth. Well, I'm here to dig you up because Drizzy buried you first.
Wow.
Bars.
And with that being said, it is 9:59, and we got to get up out of here. So we got to thank our sponsors, Smart Seal Security, J's Used Cars, and Blunt Power. I want to thank everybody, my crew, loyal listeners, G-Money, everybody for hanging with us. Thanks for tuning in, Facebook Live. And actually, we got to get up out of here tonight. So we all shouting you out from the SRT crew, and this is how we're doing it. So, Han, let's get them up out of here, baby.
Quick, cuz. I know you lost your mom, man. Love you, man. I'll see you this weekend.
Shout out, Cub.
That's all. That was my rap.
You got something?
Oh, shout out to all ladies listening to support the SRT show. Shout out to my dad. Thanks for your support. Shout out to my fiance, Terrell. Love you. Shout out to the SRT crew.
All right. Love your hair roll. I am Coach K9. I am Coach K as a King number 9.
All right, man. Let's roll.
Boogie!
I'm headed home, baby.
The jewel of sports is leaving the building.
They call me Coach because I teach you how to ball.
And you already know, Ato from Bankhead, RIP BC, RIP Mom. And if you love the show,
tell a friend.
And if you didn't,
Boogie gonna put them hands on you.
Yes.
And we out. Peace.